Hello, traders. This is the weekly market update podcast from the Pipwise Broker. We start from the economics and, as usual, from the United States. Last week, we had a mixed bag of data out of the United States. First, we had the ISM manufacturing PMI on Monday, which edged higher to 47.2 in August from the November 2003 low of 46.8. Even though the report missed market expectations and reflected 21st monthly contraction in U.S. factory activity, but on the price front, the costs rose faster and firmly above market expectations, and this helped the U.S. dollar regain some ground. On the same day, it was reported that the United States Economic Optimism Index increased by 1.6 point to the highest level since April of 2023. On manufacturing, we had a rather inspiring news on Wednesday that showed new orders for U.S. manufactured goods rose by 5% from the previous month to $592 billion in July of 2024, rebounding from the 3.3% drop in the previous month and above market expectations of a 4.7% increase, signaling the resilience of the U.S. economy. Another important data out of the U.S. was the ISM Services PMI report, which was published on Thursday and showed that the economic activity in the services sector expanded for the second consecutive month in August. The services PMI registered 51.5%, indicating sector expansion in 6 of 8 months in 2024. This month reading indicates a sector expansion for the 48th time in 51-month period. Also, an increase in new orders, employment, and prices was registered, which caused the market participants to reduce their bets on the probability of a hefty 50 basis points of interest rate in the next FOMC meeting in September. About the all-important American job market, the job opening and labor turnover report on Wednesday showed that the number of job openings fell by 237,000 to 7.67 billion in July, reaching the lowest level since January 2021 and below market forecasts of 8.1 million. More, the number of job quits decreased to 3.27 million, the lowest level since September of 2020 from a downwardly revised figure in June. This shows clearly that the employees are having less leverage to push for higher wages, and this is a good news for FOMC doves. But on Thursday, the initial unemployment claims report showed that in the week ending August 31st, the initial claims was 227,000, a decrease of 5,000 from the previous week's revised low. Also, the four-week moving average was 230,000, which shows a decrease of 1,750 from the previous week's revised average. This report was welcome as it shows that the American job market is cooling but not collapsing. Finally, on Friday, we received the much-awaited NFP report which showed that the U.S. economy added 142,000 jobs in August, more than a downwardly revised 89,000 in July, but below forecasts of 160,000. Meanwhile, July figures were revised lower by 25,000 and June by 61,000. The other and better parts of the reports indicated that wage growth accelerated to 0.4% month on month and the unemployment rate edged down. Elsewhere in the world, in Australia, the RBA boss reiterated the central bank is still laser-focused on curbing inflation rather than stimulating growth in the Australian economy. In Canada, the Bank of Canada reduced the interest rate for the third time in recent months from 4.5% to 4.25% on Wednesday, in line with market expectations. The job market data published on Friday validated the BOC decision, as the unemployment rate shot up to 6.6% and more than 22,000 of jobs were lost in August. In the geopolitics arena, in Gaza, the negotiations are still continuing, but seemingly without any tangible results. In Ukraine, it was reported that Iran has sent more than 300 short-range ballistic missiles for Russia, even though the Iranian foreign minister spokesperson denied the reports. The Iranian army official threatened Iran that this action will have dire consequences for the Islamic Republic. For the next week, we will receive some important data. In the US, the inflation reports will be published. In the UK, job market and GDP reports will be published. And we will also have the very important rate decision from the European Central Bank. Good luck.